The Biden administration has banned the last kind of asbestos that is still legal in the United States. White asbestos, as it's called, has been used in some construction materials and car parts and chlorine production. Ellie Borst covers chemicals for Politico's E&E News and is on NPR News for the first time. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I want to hear some of the background first. What was asbestos used for in generations past? Wasn't it everywhere?
Yes. So from the late 1800s until the 1970s, manufacturers put asbestos fibers in everything from building materials, insulation, car brakes, clothing, packaging, you name it. But by the late 1940s, it was well established that the tiny asbestos fibers can float in the air alongside dust, and when inhaled or swallowed, can cause diseases like asbestosis, mesothelioma, and various types of cancer.
Yeah, so wonderful material, miracle material, except for killing people. And it was banned, I know. I can remember this when I was a kid trying to get asbestos out of things. Why didn't this particular kind of asbestos get banned?
So that goes back to 1989. EPA did finalize a sweeping ban of all types of asbestos for pretty much all uses, but industry groups sued, and a federal appeals court overturned most parts of that ban in 1991, told EPA that it did not have the power to regulate dangerous chemicals like that.
Okay, so, but asbestos has largely gone away. What made this kind of asbestos persist?
A combination patchwork of other federal agencies employing restrictions or other regulations on asbestos, and also public pressure to have industry phase out of asbestos producing.
Oh, I see. So they tried other ways, this patchwork of ways, to get rid of many kinds of asbestos, but not this kind. Now the administration has taken what seems like a final step. So what do experts make of this ban?
That's correct. A lot of experts and advocates want people to know this is not a complete comprehensive ban, that this applies to one asbestos fiber, and the other five asbestos fibers are still, those are considered legacy uses. And they're still technically allowed in the U.S., but since they've been phased out of production, they only linger in contamination in other products.
So really there's nothing that's been utterly eliminated from the United States, just it's getting harder and harder to use asbestos, or it's more frowned upon.
That's correct.
And what are experts in this field saying about that generally? I mean, are people impressed that the administration has gone this far?
Yeah, this is a huge step forward. A lot of advocates are excited to see this ban will affect the chlorine industry and the caustic soda industry. But advocates want people to know that until Congress passes a bill that bans asbestos once and for all types of fibers, that it will still persist.
Are there industry groups that are still saying, you know, this stuff is okay, it doesn't always get in the air, we need it in certain cases, it raises costs to get rid of it, that sort of thing?
Yeah, right. Industry groups right now do recognize the risks of asbestos, but they say that there are proper protections in place to make sure that workers are not breathing in any contamination.
Okay. Ellie Borst of Politico's E&E News. Thanks for the update. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.